Good morning and Om Shanti, and most welcome to our echo training. Also welcome to those who are watching online. And it's our pleasure to be able to do this training. We have two parallel workshops here, and we have one happening in Shantivan. And my name is Sonia. I'm from Copenhagen. I live in the center in Copenhagen, and here is Golo Pils, Gyansarovar Nivasi. And Golo has been instrumental in creating our solar department here in Madhuban for over 25 years. And I was part of the team creating the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative back in 2009. And our service is increasing, and we need more hands. And when people are asking for projects, how the centers are doing. So we are doing this training, and we hope that you will be inspired, and you will take some activities, some inspirations back home to your center, and that we can take it from there. So the purpose of this training is, as you see, we will have focus on meditation, on healing the self and healing the earth, and to create engagement in this service, because people out there are increasingly worried about what's happening. So today we have divided the day in such a way that Golo will start and give an overview of what's happening, what Brahma Kumaris are doing. Then we have a stretch break, and then I will give some examples of activities you can do in the center, some sharing exercises, etc. Yeah, good question. The session will be recorded, and we will put it on our YouTube channel afterwards when it's been edited. And you can also have the PowerPoint slide with the center activities afterwards if you like. But they were very, we like an interactive session. So I would here, we put some questions for you. What is your relationship to the environment? Just in a few words, how do you feel when you go out there? Does it help you in your spirituality? And how do you see we transform nature for golden age? So maybe get together, two and two, find someone, and just share for a few minutes. For a few minutes. Maybe your sister, you can come here, she's sitting alone. And you can be three on that row. Or, yeah. You can self-organize, isn't it? You have two brothers there. The Thailand sister get together. And you're missing a partner. Someone here is alone. Joanna, you want to go there? Okay, you want to be there. Someone is free to go to the front. Okay. Okay. You go to the brothers. Very good. Thank you. is not mine. Okay. Thank you. Maybe you didn't have enough time to share, but you find the person next for the lunch and continue sharing. And this is actually a good example of an easy activity you can do in the center when you start any green program, because these are nice questions. And somehow, sharing your story with the environment opens the heart of people. So whenever you do a program, this is easy questions to start with. So now we'll hand over to Golo, who will take you through an interesting presentation on where the world is at. Welcome. Okay, sisters, we're ready? Yeah.
One, two, okay. Om Shanti. I hope you all can hear me, and welcome to our green session. And my part will be a little bit to give you an overview of what is happening to the environment right now, and what will happen in the near future, and how we can position ourselves. Maybe we can switch off this, so you can see better. And then I will come also to the point what we are doing in Brahma Kumaris very practically in the field of environment, and then also how yoga and meditation can help us. So I will talk approximately 1 hour. 40 minutes will be some information sharing, and 20 minutes we'll make a nice meditation, a guided meditation, in which we try to experience all that what we heard in a practical way. Because nowadays it's all about experience, all right? Okay, so let's start, and this is one slide which is very interesting because it shows the globe and what's happening actually on the globe. You can see this orange band here that's called the jet streams, and you all may wonder why the weather in the world is changing and why the temperature is changing, because we're pumping carbon emissions into the atmosphere, and something what's called the greenhouse effect is happening. The temperature on Earth is slowly rising. We are now 1.2 degrees, and scientists say if we cross 1.5 degrees, it will become dangerous. But at the moment, we're heading for 3.5 degrees temperature rise. I think this is going on and off. This is not proper. I go to the other microphone. So I'm going to this microphone. I think this is better. And so the temperature is rising to 1.5 degree at the moment. Better said, we're trying to avoid that it crosses 1.5 degrees. This was the Paris Agreement, the famous Paris Agreement. At the moment, we're heading to 3.5 degrees. As per the emissions and as per the growth of our economy, we're heading at the moment for 3 to 3.5 degrees. And you can see, because of temperature rise, these jet streams are changing. These are high-speed winds in the troposphere, and now they are starting to change speed and course. And because they're changing, we're suddenly getting a high-pressure system, or we're getting a low-pressure system, and the system does not move anymore. It becomes stationary. And then you get strong rain, or you get a heat wave for 3 or 4 months, because jet stream is not moving anymore. It becomes stationary. And because of that, many of the systems below, they are being affected. So this slide is about the tipping points in climate, and they identified about 12 tipping points. This is actually the big systems which control our planetary weather. And some of them, you know, is the Atlantic circulation, some of them is the Indian monsoon, and some of them is the ice shields here. And they are melting. And 8 of these systems are showing signs of change. So 8 systems are showing signs of change. And all these systems are interconnected. If one system is changing, it might affect rapidly also the other system. And that's why it is so tricky. Around the world, the scientists are having all supercomputers, and they're modeling now the future weather. And you might have, I just read this morning, I opened the newspaper, record snow in California in Yosemite National Park. 5 meters snowfall. 5 meters snowfall. Heat wave in Delhi. It is 34 degrees 3 days ago, 7 degrees above normal. It should be 28 for this time of the year. So you get heavy rains, heavy cold, flooding, this, that, this, that. So all this has begun to start. We're already in the middle of this climate change, and it will accelerate. But how fast it will accelerate is not so easy to say, because this is very, very complex, because each thing is connected to the other thing. If this moves a little bit, this moves a little bit, and it's huge data which has to be calculated. I'm going every year to Potsdamer Climate Research Institute near Berlin, and they have a supercomputer which has the size of this whole stage. It's a whole building. And this creates so much heat that in winter they're heating the whole institute only with the heat from the computer. Such a big computer, and this is working day and night trying to find out what's happening. But scientists are worried, some of them saying it's too late. Climate is already now in changing, and it is irreversible, we cannot stop it. So the outlook is quite dramatic. You can see we will have misharvest, we will have drought. Then on the other side, we will have flooding, we will have fires, we will have seawater level rise, and so on. So it's a quite dramatic outlook. And already in many, many regions now around the world, we can experience either seawater level rise or this change in climate. And as per statistics, the world food production has peaked 2 years ago. So 2 years ago, we had the maximum food production. And since then, slowly, slowly, world global food production is decreasing. And in India, for example, last spring was too hot and too dry. And the wheat harvest was 30% down. And India is one of the big exporters of wheat. And India last year stopped export of wheat. And a month later, India stopped export of rice also, because rice was also low harvest. So this is one of the things also we came to know, and Baba's message was there. Have also some food, and there will be also food problems, and this is also going to happen. So among scientists now, slowly, slowly, they become aware that the end is near. And the end slowly becomes mainstream. Quite interesting. This is Homer Simpson, and you see... I remember when I came in Gyan 40 years ago, we used to go in Germany on the main shopping mall, you know, main shopping street, and we also put these boards, and we said, become yogis, become yogis. And people thought we are totally crazy. So Homer Simpson is now there and says the end is near. And the end of the world becomes mainstream. It's quite interesting. It's becoming more and more a topic in newspaper articles, essays, podcasts, and so on. People say, oh, what's going to happen if we don't fix the climate problem? Now, there are also a lot of signals in time. And in Yajna, we can say we have entered what is called the last chapter. Huh? Interestingly, yesterday was Baba's Muli from 2004. Huh? And Baba says, children, is not much time left. And now there's a lot of people get scared and this and that, and situation will become insecure. This was 2004. Now we're in a different ball game, and we are having some signal in time. One is in the Yajna itself. Baba's program has changed. Baba has told us, I will tell you everything and then I won't come. This has happened. Dadis and seniors, most of them have left us, you know, and they are responsible for the grow and the sustenance of the yajna. They have gone. And tapasya and meditation becomes more and more important in the institution. I think Baba today said, children, you should have 8 hours in government service and how many hours in yoga? Huh? 8 hours. Anybody is able to do 8 hours? Ay, 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 I can sense. Acha. So you get the gold medal. So, Baba says 8 hours, which is a big task. No? And then we can see in the world some signals of the time. One is a war and restriction of movement. And this list I wrote before the Ukraine war, before Corona also, you know, this slide I made 4 years ago. So war, restriction of movement, climate change, loss of biodiversity. So one is climate change, one is the loss of insects, the loss of birds, and the loss of species around the world. In Germany, they counted the insects and they found out that 60% of all the insects have disappeared. 60%. Some areas near to the cities, 80% of the insects are gone. Birds are disappearing. Whole species are disappearing. Loss of biodiversity. Very big problem also. We have health. We have corona crisis. We have economic breakdown and a food crisis. And fuel and electricity shortage. And all this you can see already. Cost of living is going up in all your countries, I assume, no? Everywhere. Electricity price has gone up, fuel price has gone up. Everywhere prices are going up. This is also a sign of the coming end. So, we are dealing with a world full of denial, anxiety, depression, fear, anger and panic. Because many people are realizing that somehow things are changing so fast. And especially in Europe, people get all the information, climate change is happening, economic breakdown is happening, the war in Ukraine is happening, and people get anxiety about future. And there is even something called in psychology called the climate anxiety. And we have set up a group with Sarah and Patricia, and some of us called the Brahma Kumaris Climate Anxiety Group, where we try to design professional help for people who lose hope of the future. Because it's a big issue. So the big question is, are we ready? Are the BKs ready? Because you know, we're dealing with a great, 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 great enemy. Before Gyan, this was the greatest enemy of us. Before Gyan, not now. What was the greatest enemy before Gyan? Anybody? He gets today's gold medal. Imaginary gold medal. What was the greatest enemy before we came in Gyan? Fear, yes, but fear of what? Huh? Yes, you get the gold medal. Fear of death. Because we died, you know. We worked, we accumulated knowledge, family, richness, became kings and whatnot. And then we die and have to leave everything. And we even forget everything. So death was not fair, you know. And many times in philosophy, death was discussed and why death is there and disrupts the otherwise so pleasant life. Why are we aging? Huh? And why we are going through all these things. So it's fear of death. And a sign of our modern society is that we are put death and handling death in the deepest cupboard and hiding it. You know, people who are getting old, they get in an old age home, and people who are dying, they get in hospice. You know, and all these traditions around death, which we were used to do in old days, we're hardly doing them anymore. So, big question, are we ready? Are BKs fearless of death? And that's a big question you have to ask yourself. Here was one brother, Subhash, from Kitchen, and one day I met him in Kitchen, then he went with the film crew on Baba's Rock. Then on walking up on Baba's Rock, he got a bit heart pain. He came back, went in his room, slept, and died. And they found him the next day only. Because they thought he's sleeping, he's exhausted. And everybody was shocked. Because he was 59, he was a nice fellow every day in the kitchen. You might have known him also, Subhash, by now, who was looking after the kitchen. So suddenly death comes and takes us. And for the Brahmins, it's a big question if we are fearless of death. We have to look, you know, and that's why we do sometimes the exercise meditation, dying alive. Brahma Baba used to take parties on Baba's rock and had this exercise, die alive. No? So, and Baba's message, I remember in 2018 through Dadi Gulzar for the NC meeting, Baba says, settle and finish all conflicts. Have we done that? Who has settled and finished all conflicts? Hands up. Okay, little bit. Half hand is going half up. Okay, one. Very good. Congratulations. Keep food for 6 months to 1 year. Who has kept food at home? Good. Okay, most of you, yeah. That's the most easy. And now make Amrit Vela powerful. Who has made Amrit Vela powerful? I mean real powerful. Really powerful. I'm on the job. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6, 7 made Amrit Vela very powerful. This message is from 2018. So, the outlook is quite dramatic. You know? And if we would not be Brahmins, we would now have tears in our eyes. Because this beautiful world of us, the environment, is being destroyed. And partly through our own actions. We are responsible. The rich countries are responsible. So, don't worry, be optimistic. Because Baba gave us Gyan, and you see here two optimistic animals. One is the elephant, who is absolutely sure that little monkey will catch him. And little monkey is feeling very strong today and knows he can catch the elephant. So similar, we should be like that in this mode, in this mindset of being optimistic. Reason is, Baba has given us knowledge. And Baba has informed us we are immortal beings of light. And death or transformation of this world cannot touch us. Because we are actually angels. And this is not our home. You know, Baba says we are foreigners on this planet. We're just like visitors. So because of having that knowledge, we are not ending in despair. Because of the dramatic destruction we are seeing. So, what is our task and duty in such time? Become an angel means experience your subtle energetic body and become a healer. We'll talk a little bit more about the healer. Raise awareness of consciousness. Do service. Baba says do service. Raise your own awareness, but raise awareness also of the people around you. Change your lifestyle that we all have done to a great extent, but we can become a little bit more green. Use of renewable energies and become a magician. So I will talk a little bit about all these topics and found a very nice picture how to become an angel. Sambhike has painted it. I like it very much. Become a helper of God. Become loving and compassionate. Be a healer for the world and be a guide to the light. This is the job which is now in the pipeline for us. And I always use this picture of Dadi Janki. Most of you, who has met Dadi Janki? Most of you have met Dadi, na? Yeah, Dadi was such a source of inspiration. And she helped us also in all the solar projects. Many times, I had no money. I went to Dadi and I said, Dadi, I have no money. Then Dadi said, don't worry, Dadi will help. And she organized money, big money. Then sometimes there was problem. And with technology or with other souls. And I went to Dadi and said, Dadi, there's this big problem. Dadi says, don't worry. Dadi will send Sakash in Amrit Vela. And then I was sitting in Amrit Vela and suddenly this wave of energy came. So that was the power of Dadi. Very, very powerful. So, this is becoming an angel. I'll talk a bit more about that later. So now a bit about our Brahma Kumar's Environment Initiative. And Sonia already mentioned, we founded about 12, 13 years ago, 2009, 14 years ago, in Copenhagen. We more or less officially founded the Brahma Kumar's Environment Initiative when the climate conference in Copenhagen took place. And the first environmentalist actually was this gentleman here, Brahma Baba. You see, he's hugging a Rajasthani baby camel. And Brahma Baba was always interested in garden and in animals. I had a big heart for nature and environment. And Yagya in its beginning was very, very, very environmental friendly. So Brahma Kumaris has created the environmental initiative, and we have these 10 ways to change the world. Sonia will talk a bit more about it, and we try to inspire people to change on the inside. That's when we go to the climate conference. We don't give gyan, but we try to make it simple for the scientists and for the politicians to change a little bit and to inspire them. And we have also a lot of activities for the center. We have a plastic-free yagya initiative to reduce consumption of plastic, plastic-free home. We have a tree plantation program called Kalp Taru. It's an app also, and you can plant a tree, and then you can plant it a second time digitally through the app, and then it will be counted. Then we have travel compensation because we're all flying a lot. We have guidelines for the center, for green centers, and Sonia will talk a bit more about it. Also, we have regular newsletters where we try to interconnect all our community. And we try to inspire people to adopt a green lifestyle. Means spurtal green lifestyle. Rethink before you buy. Reuse as much as possible. Reduce your consumption. Recycle as much as possible. And refuse to buy all the time new things. You know, sometimes I make it a sport to use mobile phone as long as possible or to use a car as long as possible. I like to repair things. And industry makes it more and more difficult to repair things because they want us to buy fast. So I found out that things which have been built 10 years ago are sometimes more robust and better built than the things which are built now or made now. It's quite interesting. No? So we have the five R's. And we're going since Copenhagen regular to the climate conference. And the last climate conference was in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. In our team, we were 14 people. We had rented a beautiful villa. We were very, very lucky. Baba always helps us. So we get a beautiful villa. We had 2 people for cooking, 2 people for transport. And our team of 8 went every day to the conference. We had a stand. We had an exhibition. We did press conference. We had 30 programs in the conference. 35,000 people come together. 4,000 people from the press. 100 head of states, Joe Biden came, Macron came, so many presidents, prime ministers came. And because you're inside the conference, sometimes you run into them and you can talk to them. It's very nice. It's a very good service opportunity. However, at the conference, scientists, activists, researchers are coming together and slowly people understand the train has left the station. It's almost impossible to save planet Earth. And sometimes there's an atmosphere of doom and gloom, you know. So we have to give people some hope. And we have to give people, cheer them up. And how you can cheer up people? Smile on the face. And be happy yourself. And have hope inside. And have a positive mindset. Then actually you can inspire people. Because talking and giving strategy or technology, this is what they've done all the time. And it has not worked. So they're tired of information. Are you also sometimes tired of information? Yes? It's getting too much, no? I have 4 email accounts. I have no WhatsApp. I have no Instagram. I have no Twitter. Who has Facebook? Okay. Instagram? Okay. Facebook, Twitter? All the same. You all have everything. Okay. Sometimes it's getting too much, huh? It's getting too much. You know, the attention span, now they make the videos not longer than 15 seconds. Because if you look, if it's longer than 15 seconds, people will not look it. And the attention span has shrunk to 7 seconds. So you have to give your message in 7 seconds. Because people lose interest. For 7 seconds they look, then they swish and make the next. So our brain has become fragmented. And therefore we have created a little initiative called Yogis for Future. And this initiative is offering 150 meditation commentaries. Very simple, very straight, very neutral. And we give a handout, a little bookmark, and we say to the people, go and meditate, have an experience. And we are on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and we have also an old-fashioned webpage. It's free, you can connect and you can use it. And this is meditation for the self, for the environment, for the world, for relation, for peace, for strength and so on. 10 different topics. No? So this is our activity we are doing on climate conference, and it's quite exciting because we are the heroes, we are the angels, and the world is going down, and there at the climate conference is like a focal point where the whole world comes together, scientists, media, everybody's there. And we are in the middle of it, so it's very exciting. You know, it's challenging, but it's also exciting to be there. So, Brahma Kumaris also does a lot in the field of renewable energies. We're doing research since 30 years almost in different systems. And we have now 500 systems all over India. This is our photovoltaic system backside of Gyan Sarovar. This is an old slide. Now we have 400 kilowatt of photovoltaic in Gyan Sarovar. 400 kilowatt, and one third of the power in whole Gyan Sarovar is produced by sun, by solar energy. And we are semi-autark. We can run the compound also when there is power cut, to some extent, in an emergency. And many of our centers also have adopted. Now, 500 centers in India also run on solar energy. This is our Om Shanti Retreat Center in Delhi, where 400 kilowatt there and solar steam cooking system. This is our solar cooking system in Gyan Sarovar, which we installed in 1997. It's the oldest solar thermal system in the world, which is still running. And in 1 month, we have to demolish it because it's beyond repair. You know, it's a steam system, and now we get leakages and some steam comes here, then we repair it, then some steam leakages there, we repair it. So we repair it, now you can't repair it because the pipes are so porous, you can't even weld them or repair it any longer. We have to scrap it. So I just took sanction from Yagya, and we're building new solar cooker. So if you want to see this solar cooker, you go kitchen roof, because another 2-3 weeks we will start demolishing it. Yeah, we have also our Shantivan, and this is big systems there. You see, here's the solar cooking system, which we installed, and we cook 30,000 meals every day by the power of sun. And some years ago we did India One solar power station, and this was a research project with the German and the Indian government, and was a $12 million project. Got 50% funding by German government, 25% by Indian government, 25% by the Yagya. It was a research project, a lot of scientists, a lot of research institutes involved. And we built new dishes, 60 square meters, and we have receiver in front. The sunlight is focused on the receiver, and we store energy and we produce steam. And we send steam to the turbine, which is here. That's the turbine. And here we installed also photovoltaic. So this place produces 1 megawatt solar energy. And the speciality is it features storage. We can store the energy overnight and we send power to Shantivan campus. But when we planned the system 15 years ago, we planned it for the power load of Shantivan. Now the load in Shantivan has tripled since then. So, actually we need more, you know. So, let's see how Baba will touch people and bring more. We do also training and education. So, we do a lot of activities in the field of renewable energy and clean technology. And we are probably one of the most reputed organizations in India. We also do another project I would like to share with you is called Yogic Farming. We have a rural wing, and that rural wing does yogic farming, meditate with the seeds and meditate with the field. And in the morning 5 minutes, in the evening 5 minutes, and here you can see the result. Some carrots with organic, then with yogic in the middle, and chemical to the right. And you can see the yogic carrots are the biggest and the most tasty. Huh? And here you can see similar project with wheat, and you can see with meditation and without meditation. And we found out that with yogic farming, harvest is 20 to 30% better, and no bugs are coming to the to your fruits. And the results are so good that the Indian government wants to use this method also in India now for the farmers. So what we are propagating is a new paradigm. Our inner world and our outer world are connected. And this is now where we come to the next part, how we can bring a change as yogis. How this change of mindset will help. So the first step, what we have to do is, we have to think positive about ourselves. In the morning we have to bless us. I'm very good, I'm Baba's angel, the day will become great, and all my enemies, I will give them a smile and they will become my friends. So you apply this in the center with all your special relations with the other bhikkhus, smile to them, even if you don't like them, and see how they are melting. You know, then once we master that, we can start thinking positive on others and see them as a soul. I think yesterday Baba said also in the Avyakmoli, we should see the other as a point of light, as an angel. Because if we see the other as an angel, he will be able to change. If we see his defects, we will strengthen his defects. So Baba says, think positive on others. And once we master that, we can think positive upon the world. And then we become world healers. So, now I'm coming to the last part. How to become a magician and heal the world. And I would like to share a very small example of quantum physics. There's a very famous experiment. It's called the double slit experiment. Just to give you an idea. And science wanted to find out what is the nature of light. So they made an experiment with a light source and a wall with two holes. And the idea was, if light is a particle, then you can see on the left, it will create two dots on the screen. And if light is a wave, it will create many dots. This is called an interference design. But the problem was, sometimes in this experiment, they got this result and sometimes they got this result. So they got different results. And they made this experiment already in the 1930s. And finally they found out that something is influencing the outcome of the result. Anybody knows what's influencing the outcome? Yes, it's, who said it? Yes, you are the gold medalist. It's the observer. So when you observe the experiment, light becomes a particle. And if you change attention and I look to you, light changes and becomes a wave. This is the uncertainty of duality of these particles of light. One time a wave, one time light. And it depends on the observer. If you observe it, you freeze it. It becomes a particle. You can pinpoint velocity and location. Once it is a wave, you get this interference design. And Einstein was very shocked by the result, because it means our mind, our observation has an impact into the world. And this means our thoughts and visions create the reality. You know, there's this film, The Matrix. And so you take the blue pill or you take the red pill. And when, I think when you take the red pill, everything stays. When you take the blue pill, you see reality behind it. And Baba, through the knowledge, gives us the blue pill. And that means actually that I see the reality. And reality means my thoughts, my mindset, radiates all the time energy into the physical realm. Some scientists, they say, my mind is connected to quantum field. Some scientists say, the quantum field is actually the consciousness. So it's interconnected, quantum field and consciousness. My thoughts, my mindset. And quantum field creates reality around us. So there are some scientists, they are asking the question, is this world around us real? Or is this world around us a projection of our mind? What do you think? Is this world real? Or is it a projection of our mind? You understand the question? So who believes the world is real? Hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Who believes the world is projection of our mind? Okay, it's interesting, majority. But some hands are not going up. This is safety. I know that from school days. No problem. So it's a very interesting question because it brings us to the question, what actually is going on and why things are going on as they are going on? Why the world is in such a bad shape? Well, we can say because consciousness has fallen. Consciousness has become impure. And because karma has become so strong. And that's why our mind has become so degraded, so negative. All the time we are projecting it out into the world. And matter is reacting to the vibrations. Oh yes, brothers. Go in silence mode with the mobiles. So, our mind is actually all the time projecting into reality and creating reality. Now comes a very nice slide. This is about the three forms which we will have. You know, one is, this is the Trimurti. This is Brahma, the creator, and Vishnu, the sustainer, and Shankar, the destroyer. So we are very, very, very good friends with Vishnu. You know, we all like to sustain. Huh? You know, when you go back to your home places, to your centers, then already you think, okay, in 3 days, I have to go back home. Who's leaving in the next couple of days? Hands up. We all are leaving, no? So already you think when you go home what you will do? Now what you have to do? Go to job, fix the bank account, repair in the kitchen, do some stuff, some renovation, have a meeting in the center, you know, do some service program, you know? All these kind of things you're already thinking. So we are very, 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 very good in sustenance. All the time we sustain this body and we sustain also our life. And we sustain our bank account. If you have good karma, your bank account is in plus. If you have bad karma, your bank account is in minus. But also the minus we sustain. Huh? We're sustaining all the time what is going on. And we project all the time. Tomorrow I take the taxi, I go to Ahmedabad, I take the flight. Okay, I hope everything will be okay. Then when I come back, I need some extra sleep. And will you have some food in the fridge when you come back? No, you have to go shopping. Don't forget to go shopping. So put this on your list. So this is the sustenance is going on all the time. And because we are doing that, we keep the world as it is. We are that powerful. We keep the world as it is because we sustain it. Then is this creator Brahma. Yeah, we heard about, Baba says children have creative powers, but okay, we're not too much worried about that, not thinking too much, because when we come back, we have to first go to the supermarket and shop, so we have a bit of food. And I hope, Sonia, you have fresh coffee when you come back. Yeah, I know Sonia has coffee when she comes back. So we all organize our life, we sustain it. And Shankar, the destroyer, we rather don't touch it, because he's dicey. Huh? He's connected to death, our arch enemy, before we came in Gyan. Huh? So we're not thinking too much. We can see something is going to happen, but we're not too much want to get involved in that. So what is now the big job which is in the pipeline for us? We have to let go Vishnu. I know that's difficult. But we have to become detached from Vishnu. We do things, but we become detached. And whom we have to embrace? Shankar. You know, we have to become detached and loving and compassionate. And at that moment, we open the door for Shankar to come. You know who is the director of destruction? Baba. Baba is the director. He's directing the orchestra. And he sees the past, present and future. And he knows exactly when what will happen. So Baba is waiting on the children. He says, ay, ay, ay. They're still attached to Vishnu and they do all this sustenance stuff. You know? And the Dadis were a very good example. They did sustenance, but detached. Huh? They were fully into open the door for Shankar. And then when you open the door for Shankar, then you allow Brahma, the creator. Because we have incredible creative potential in all of us. We're all creators. So, and how we create the new world? We have to imagine our perfect world. Do you sometimes think about Golden Age? Who thinks about Golden Age sometimes? Okay, you all think. Do you think what role you are playing? Yeah? Have you, who had visions of Golden Age? Some hands are not so much, okay? Alright. So, we have to imagine, you know, there was a beautiful song of John Lennon. Imagine all the people living together in harmony or something. You know this song? John Lennon? Imagine. Very beautiful song. So, we have to imagine our world. And the central topic of this new world which is going to come is love. You know, we love ourselves and we love the world and we love matter, environment. This is why world is in a stage of perfection. And it is an unconditional love. And out of love and compassion, harmony, peace, beauty, this world will be very, very beautiful. You know, sometimes we still go to some spot and we look at it, some flowers. You know, sometimes we see flowers or we see a forest or we see a pristine lake and we say, wow, is that beautiful. You know, that's the beauty of nature. It will be perfect, pure and blissful. Everybody will be rich, upper middle class and happy. And it will be timeless. In Golden Age, people will talk to each other. They will not communicate through WhatsApp. Because we won't have any internet. Yeah. And of course, no, I'm sorry, no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, no mobile phones. And it will be a world of justice. You know? So, I have now come slowly, slowly to the end of my presentation. Now will come the meditation. And I have given you a fast overview of what's going on with the climate. And you see the planet is dying. It's quite obvious. And many scientists say it's too late now to repair anything. And we are running into catastrophe. I think Jenti some days ago, yesterday she said oceans of suffering are coming or something like that. Because Bridgemorne also said some days ago, whatever you have, you will lose it. So don't worry. So we Brahmins, we exercise that to detach from the body, detach from our possessions, detach from our karma. But all the others, they don't exercise. They need help. And that's our job. We have to become angels. So one is our spiritual effort that we become powerful, resilient and strong. Exercise 1 second, become angel. 1 second becomes soul, Atma. Therefore, we have to throw the old baggage overboard. Old baggage is our karma. This is the negative mindset of the past. We have to free ourselves, become loving and smiling, because people are overloaded with information. I think in some book message some days ago, Mohini Ben said, stop doing giving gyan, do more yoga, and Baba will work through touching. And touch you and touch the other souls, and that's how revelation will be done. Quite interesting, no? Stop doing giving gyan. We can give, but people can only take little bit nowadays. No? So I've shown you also what we're doing in the field of solar energy, renewable energy, what our green initiative is doing. A lot of projects and programs, and Sonia will elaborate later a little bit on that. And I've shown you in the last part how our mind is actually shaping all the time the physical world around us. If we're healthy, if we're sick, it's the mind. If we're happy or unhappy, it's the mind. If we are rich or if we're poor, it's the mind. It's our karma. And the mind is the creator. So, I like to do a meditation now with all of you, and where we go into a practical experience of all that what we have said, and you just empty your mind and see what comes up, and I give a little bit of a commentary. No? All right, so can we have some music and some red light? Hiya! Om Shanti. Some red light. So, I'm relaxing. Red light, please. Yeah, I'm relaxing myself. And take a deep breath. I relax my body, my stomach, and my feet are on the ground. All tension is going out of my body. I concentrate in the middle of my forehead. That is where I am. I am Atma, a soul. I am a being of light. I am peace. My mind is calm. Now I'm connecting to Baba, the light. The spiritual sun. I open myself to Baba's love. To Baba's purity. To the peace. I am love. I am power. This is my angelic stage. I am out of my body. I am light. I become detached of my body. Of my service place. And all my friends and relatives. I'm loving, but I'm detached. I am free. I give to Baba all my old sanskars, my old karma, and I'm starting to shine more and more. Light is radiating from me. I'm sending light to all the souls of the world. Baba's light. To all the souls who are in despair. I give them peace and love. I'm focusing now to the environment, to matter. I am the master of matter. Matter follows my advice. I'm emerging in my third eye, a beautiful vision of Satyuga. Of a beautiful world. Where we all live in harmony. I give Drishti to matter. I give Drishti to the trees, to the earth, to the water, to the air. I give Drishti to the whole physical universe. And I tell matter, become pure, become free, become Satyuga. And I'm visualizing a beautiful planet and we are all there in beautiful light bodies, fresh and new. This is the future. I'm holding this vision in my hands. I am Angel. I am Deity. My heart becomes full and happy, understanding all these deep secrets. I experience joy. This is my task. Creating this energy field of pure light around me and send it everywhere. Inspire the souls and inspire matter to change. I am free. I am love. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, Drama. I'm slowly coming back into this body, but I'm keeping that energy field with me. This is my full creative potential. I am a master. I am an angel. Coming back into this body. Om Shanti. And thank you very much. So, thank you very much for joining in this journey to Baba, to New World. And I think now is a good time for Sister Sonia to take over. And in the last slide, I have some of our web pages where you will find more information. Yogis for Future and Echo Brahma Kumaris, and also about Sola. Yeah, and thank you very much. And I hope this experience was profound and strong and we can keep it with us and easily tune back into that energy field, which is all the time there. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to Golo for the presentation and a very powerful meditation. And I will take you now into more practical things you can do in the center after hearing this background story. But before we do that, I'd like you to do some Qigong exercises with you, because we're going to sit for a long time. So I thought we have a little break, and I ask you all to stand up. Yes. And yes, actually, it's very good for the breathing. Like this. And then you ask you to stand on one foot, and you circle the foot 9 times. 1, slowly, 2, 3, 4, 5. If balance is difficult, you hold on the chair or something. 8, 9. And then the other way, same foot, other way. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the other way. Oh, I didn't shift foot, did I? No, I lost it. Did we do the other way on the other foot? Yeah. Okay, good. Yes. And then you put your feet together, bend your knees, and hold the hand on the knees, and then we circle the knees. 1, 2, slowly, 3, big circles, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then the other way. 2, 3. We have the Thai group here. They should be masters in this. 9. Yeah. Come up. Put the hands in the side. You can look at Golo because I have to hold the microphone. And then we roll our hips like this. Big. Don't roll your head that much. It's more hips. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. And then the other way. And breathing, one roll in, one roll out. When you sit too much, this is a very good exercise. 8, 9. Yeah. So now this one, it's difficult for some people, so you bend forward here, the shoulders. Don't bend in your back, you bend here. Yeah. And then roll your shoulders. 2, 3, 4. It says knirk, 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 eh? And then the other way. Yeah, good. For yogis, the shoulder part is the most critical. Because 8, 9. Okay, put the hands up. Down, down in an L. And back. In a V. And opposite. And then you can shake your hands. Yeah, shake it, shake it. Make it loose. Move your shoulders. Yeah. We'll follow Golo here. Dance a bit. Good. Now we do the neck also. But this is slowly, okay? One. And don't worry about the sound, because it's not dangerous. Slowly, yes. No, not controlled movements, not throw your heads around. Six, seven, eight, nine. Take a deep breath. Do you get dizzy? We have to do the other way also. Thank you. And then we say good morning to your brain. Both hands. All over the head. Anybody home? Hello. Okay. Feels good? Yeah? Fine. Okay, welcome to sit. Thank you. Sorry? Yeah, okay, let's have 5 minutes stretch break if someone wants to go to the toilet. Is that okay? But don't disappear, please come back. So we start 5 minutes to 11. Yeah.